Hey everyone, welcome back to the Innovation Room. Happy New Year, happy 2025. Really excited to have y'all here with us. In today's show is not really a regular podcast. We just wanted to take a few minutes to reintroduce ourselves as the host of the Innovation Room. We've gotten some new faces joining us over the last year. So just wanted to say hi, tell you a little bit about who we are and what the show is all about and get excited for what's coming in 2025. So Bree, tell us all about yourself.
Wow, 2025. Well, happy new year, everybody.
Yeah.
And it's fun to kick off a new year. We've had a lot of fun with the podcast in this past year. So looking forward to all fun new topics this year. Also, just really hoping to engage with our audience a little bit more. And I really would like to talk about what they want to talk about and what's interesting to you, both in facility maintenance industry, the signage industry, just anything along those lines or business in general. Really looking forward to interacting with you all. So a little bit about me. I am Rhiannon Huff. I am the director of our sign and facility services division at North American Signs. And I have been with the company, I can't believe it, it's coming up on 10 years this year. So this summer will be 10 years that I've been at North American Signs. I started on the sales side and quickly moved into the facilities side. And I've been with facilities about 7 years now, the director of facilities. So it's been really fun. And did I think that the sign industry is something that I would end up in? No. But once they say you get in, it's hard to get out. Kind of sucks you in. I was with my friends this past weekend and just noticing all the signs, obviously, and what all the new things that we can fix and the new things that are coming up in the new year with what we're doing as a team and as a company. And so, yeah, we've had a lot of changes, a lot of growth. Before North American Signs, I was a college student, went back to college after a hiatus doing something different, went back to college, got my degree, and I was a business manager prior to that, and then hopped into the sign industry with a degree in business and marketing and absolutely love it.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to ask, what are you most looking forward to in 2025? Or do you like have any New Year's resolutions or anything like
that? Oh, goodness. famous New Year's question. Mm-hmm. So my team is on a growth path right now. We have a full staff of project managers. We're looking to add also a salesperson and just really solidifying my team and the culture. I'm really passionate about leadership and leadership development and developing each one of my team members. Each one has their unique set of credentials and their unique set of characteristics that really bring a great atmosphere to our team. So I'm really looking forward to diving in, getting some new trainings in, and just expanding what we do with our clients. Also, this is definitely a year of making sure that we are the best partners we can be for our clients, getting to know them a little bit more and making sure that I'm really big on, again, that partnership and that development as a partnership, not just a vendor, not just another face. On my LinkedIn, it says get to know the sign or the face behind the sign. And I really do try to do that. I want to know who my clients are. And each one is individually unique. So what I can do to help them and make their lives easier. Because especially in the repairs industry, my clients have any industry really, but on the repair side, my clients are dealing with anything and everything under the sun, whether it be roofing and all sorts of different construction or plumbing. So I would just like to create that ease for them going into the new year. And just personally, I guess just to get to know me a little bit more, I am a mom of three and we still work from home. We've been working from home since COVID and that's actually been fantastic. Because the office was about 45 minutes away. So that's been great. It's been a new journey for us at North American, but fun. And just busy with them and really diving into their sports and activities along the way, but also really looking forward to our trade shows that we have coming up this year.
For sure.
So busy with some committees and exciting things that we have for both RIFMA and Connects, and just getting to know our industry peers.
Yeah, absolutely. So much happening this year. It's crazy just as you think about all your goals. It's a really fun time of the year, I think. I find myself as you get 3 or 4 months in and you're really bogged down in all the details.
Yes.
And you forget sometimes about what your big dreams and goals were for the year. So it's nice to just enjoy this season of the year when there's sense of renewal and just excitement for what's coming up. So I love that. My name is Tori Homan. I am the marketing manager at North American Signs. I was thinking about this today. Earlier in the year, I was on a panel that was talking about just the roles of women in the facility maintenance space and what it's like to be a woman in the workplace, and especially a young woman in the workplace. And a piece of advice that I gave, which really I needed to apply to myself, honestly, was think about how far you've come. Where were you 5 years ago? And 5 years ago for me, I was an intern at North American Signs. And now I get to run our marketing team and have a ton of fun doing it. So just as a little encouragement for all of our Innovation Room community out there, where were you 5 years ago? How have you grown over the last year? What are the boxes that you've checked that you wanted to check? What are things that you've done that you didn't expect to do? Just really take some time to appreciate and celebrate and have a moment of gratitude 100%. For all the good things going on in life. So yeah, so I've been with North American Signs for, it'll be 6 years this coming summer. And I love what I do. I love my team. Marketing is it's a really fun job, honestly. You get to do a lot of creative stuff. You get to collaborate across a lot of different teams. And oftentimes, because we're not dealing with the operational side of the company, there's in some ways less pressure on us. So that's always nice to have a little bit less stress, for sure. On my team, we're this year just really looking forward to continuing to refine our processes. I've got a really amazing team, all really hard workers and creative. And so just looking forward to continuing to work with them to just make sure that we're really good at what we do. And we make sure that everyone knows that North American Signs is really good at what we do. So that's what I'm looking forward to. This is maybe a little bit of a hot take, but I asked the question about New Year's resolutions. I actually don't believe in New Year's resolutions. I think that, I don't know, every time I've set one or I've talked to someone who did set one, and then you talk to them again, 3 or 4 months later when your life is crazy again, you're like, why? That kind of just fell off, right? Forgot about it, or it just didn't remain a priority as life got crazy. So I think they can be successful if you're really intentional in the way that you set them. But oftentimes we're like, I want to get fit. Okay. That's me too.
It's better, and this would be my advice. So going into the new year, as a working mom, very, very busy, where I feel you, Tori. The resolutions are something that, like, you often shoot for the stars, the biggest and best, you know, thing. What can we do? Right. More of those, in business, you set your goals, you set your projections, things along those lines. And oftentimes we have to check those quarterly, whether it monthly or quarterly. We have those meetings, and it's normal. It's that normal process. But I think personally, sometimes we don't do the same thing that we do at work. We give all the time at work, and then personal kind of gets just either put on the back burner or whatever. So I was encouraged recently we did the vision boards, which is very unique for me. I'm one of those fly by the seat of my pants type of people. And so sitting there and saying, okay, what truly are my vision board and what truly do I want is unique for me. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to be doing tomorrow, let alone 6 months from now. What do you mean?
Right.
But I think it does truly make yourself be put into that process of thinking and setting those goals. And I would just encourage everybody to set put it on your calendar like you would your work, whether it be monthly check-ins, and also have somebody that is accountable for you for your monthly goals, whether those be personal, professional, whatever they are for the New Year's resolutions, and have a check-in partner. Again, yeah, just once a month and say, how are those going? What are you doing this month? Because Tori's completely right. If you put those on, if you don't put them on the calendar, they get put to the wayside a lot of times. And then the other thing too is, for me, life gets so busy and hectic. And again, sometimes I just get bogged down in the crazy of everything. And I am the type of person that I like the crazy. I live in the crazy. I like the fast paced of what we do. I like that you never know what's going to pop up in our email next. It's just often very busy. Right now, if nobody knows repairs, this is our busiest season right now because it gets darker faster. You can tell if signs are out. So we're just busy. But Tori, I think you said it. There's something to be grateful for every single day. And I think that if you just stop at the end of the day, whether it be the end or in the very beginning, and say, what was I most grateful for yesterday? And if you can do that personally and professionally, I think it puts you in a different mindset. And somebody, you know, they call them the gratitude journals. And sometimes there's even the prompts for the gratitude journals. But I would highly suggest that, because I do really feel like it sets a tone for your day and it puts you in a different mindset that no matter what is going on with all the craziness, there's definitely something to be thankful for. And it can 100%. Be very small, or it can be something larger that happened. But regardless of what it is, that would be my suggestion to everybody that's listening is keep a journal. I'm not one that can sit down and journal my day or journal a lot.
Yeah.
But a gratitude journal is something that's very simple. Keep it on your desk somewhere you see every single day. And they have ones that have prompts, and it's one or two sentences every day. And it's really neat to look back on the year and see all those little pieces of the year and little things that happened that you were grateful for.
Yeah, I love that. And I love the accessibility of that, because I have definitely heard from a lot of people when I was in college and now as a working adult all the time. You should really journal. Have you tried journaling, though? You should. Let me get you a journal. Okay, well, yeah, I don't know. It's hard when you feel like you don't have the time or the patience or the energy, right?
Yep.
To spend time journaling. But there is a lot of research that scientifically backs up that practice of journaling or just mindfulness. And that might be a challenge for me this year. Maybe I should do a gratitude journal.
Maybe we can be accountability partners for our gratitude journal, Tori.
There we go. I love that.
We have a guest on. That's something we can ask them. What are you grateful for most today?
I love that.
It'll be a grateful year for all of us and very thankful. And again, I don't want it to be that New Year's resolution, but if it is on my desk, there's already a prompt and says, I feel like, okay, it's not hard to do one or two sentences. Now you tell me again to be creative and come up with, tell me about your day journaling or.
Totally agree. But small changes. Small steps are the best way to achieve bigger goals. And let me share just two more personal goals, I guess, I have for the year. Maybe they'll help encourage or inspire somebody else. So this year, I really want to learn about investing. Mm-hmm. This is not a thing that I am super invested in, I guess. But I've heard from so many people that they're like, man, I really wish I would have started doing that in my 20s. And if I had done it in my 20s, I could retire by 55. And everything would be fabulous. So I've heard that from multiple people. So that's one of my goals this year, is to just learn more about it. So if you've got good resources, drop it down in the comments. Let us know. Let us know. Share your insights with us. And then the second thing that I'm prioritizing this year is, like Rhiannon, my life is crazy all the time. And there's always things going on. And so a goal is to just have one night during the week, every week, that is free, where I don't have obligations. I can just be at home and relax, have a cup of tea, clean whatever it is that I need to get done, or if I just need time to rest, but to have not getting together with friends. I'm not going to other meetings for other things I'm a part of. I'm just going to be at home and resting. So if you're a really busy person, just trying to hit that once a week of just having that time that's more chill. Obviously, for somebody like Rhiannon, it's a little more difficult when you've got three like hooligans running around all the time. But if you can fit that into your schedule, I would really just encourage everyone, rest. You have to practice it, I think. So, just give it a try.
So, Tori, before we end this, very short, sweet, and quick 2025 New Year's podcast. Yep. What is one fun fact or hobby or something that maybe our listeners don't know about you?
That's a great question. I love that. Okay, so when I was in school, I studied dance, and I still am involved in dance. I teach ballet, but one thing that I do with dance is ballroom, actually. Mm-hmm. So I'm not highly trained or anything like that. I just really love to do it. I've studied it a little bit. And so that's actually another goal for me this year, is to kind of dip my toes back into that world a little bit and do a little bit more ballroom dancing. I love Latin dancing in particular. The mambo is by far and above my absolute favorite dance. But I also love the waltz and really classic dances. Yeah, I love to ballroom dance. What about you, Ree? What's like a fun fact?
Okay, so fun fact. Let's see. I don't know how fun it is. But if, first of all, I'm an avid reader. I love to read. You talk about your one day a week. Reading is my escape from the reality of the crazy, busy life. So I love to read. Usually on my Kindle, because the only time I get to read is at night when my kids are in bed. Yep. But fun fact would be, if I was not in the sign biz, I would love to be an actress. So I used to do a lot of theater growing up, and was in a lot of community theater, and obviously did theater through high school. And I don't think I'll be a famous actress one day, but I would love at some point in time, once kids get a little bit older, to maybe do some community theater again. So
I love that. Yeah. I had no idea that you, I'm not surprised that you love theater. But that's so cool.
Yes. Wow. Yes. I really, really enjoy it. And still, like you, you grew up with love of dance and love to, I love going to shows. So I love going to different plays and shows. My husband is, that's not his thing. So usually gotta hook one of my friends in and go find something. But we got a lot of, we got the Morris, and we got Downtown Elkhart also has a theater. So we got a lot of really good shows that come in the area. So we're lucky for that.
But that's awesome. Yes.
So I would encourage anybody that's listening to this, put your New Year's resolutions on the bottom. What are you looking forward to this year? Both, whether it be, again, personal, professional. If there's anything that you'd like to ask Tori and I about ourselves or how we got into the positions that we're in, or maybe advice that we may have for certain situations, feel free. And obviously this year, I would really love just a great variety of guest on the podcast. We have so much fun with our guests and getting to know them and what they're passionate about. So we would love for you to be a guest on the podcast. So obviously let us know, and hopefully we'll hear from you soon.
Yeah, for sure. You can sign up to or apply to be a guest on our website. There's a link to do that in the description below. You can also sign up for our monthly and assigned newsletter. That link is also down in the description. Like Rhiannon said, we would love to just get to know you guys a little bit better this year. Let us know what you want us to talk about, or just anything that you're interested in, topics, industries, whatever. We'd love to learn on here. That's what the show is all about, learning. So we're just here to learn alongside you guys. Until next time, y'all, keep innovating.
Happy New Year.